This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hi, welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
I told Jess I woke up this morning, and it was the worst. All the feelings I could have had, it was the worst one, because I woke up, and maybe because we went to the O's game yesterday.
Yeah.
But I woke up, and I was like, well, at least it's Friday.
Because yesterday was so fun that it still felt like the weekend was going to continue.
Right, and I'm like, I don't know if it's like because I'm tired this morning. I kind of feel like
I feel that
I can like decompress, and maybe I don't know. But for some reason, I was like, whew, it's Friday, and then it's like, oh no, it's Monday.
But no, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's all right.
Here we go. The week has started. Welcome, friends. How did you feel like everything went yesterday? Obviously, we're talking about the O's game, and Jess was the guest judge for the hot dog race.
It was incredible. It was crazy. I kept Garage Boy and I were talking about it on the drive home, and it was like every baseball movie that gets a shot, like from the pitcher's mound where they're looking into the crowd. Yeah. That's like what you see. And I think that's what was crazy and the day was like gorgeous. Like the sky was so blue that when you're looking around, I'm like, oh crap. Like this is actually what it looks like from over here.
Yeah.
That was weird. It was really weird to be standing on the field.
The perspective on the other end is crazy when you're actually down there.
Yeah.
I don't know. One thing when we were there yesterday, I was just, it's funny as like, I don't know. Obviously I'm not like a baseball fan, but I was as a kid, and it's just funny, like, as you get older and your perspective starts to change, and as I was there yesterday, and it's kind of the same thing, it's like, I can't imagine being a baseball player now, and, like, imagine, like, when you make a bad play, and, like, everyone there boos you.
Even,
or, like, if you're, like
everyone gets yelled at.
Like, everybody gets yelled at, you know, or, like, like the umpires make a bad call, you don't like it. And like, there's like 30,000 people
know,
there. Like,
they know him by name.
Like
too.
You're terrible. You're the worst. Like
they know him by name.
That. Listen, we do some bad segments on this show, and like we get it. But like all y'all can do is text us. That's all you can do, or you can call.
Yeah.
And like that's it. That's the worst you can do. I don't have to see your facial expressions.
Come on.
I don't have to hear
make
your terrible remarks.
This is Major League Baseball. I love it. I live off of it.
Like, why? It's
After doing the race, I like walk down, sit down. Everyone's booing. I don't know why I'm booing, but I started booing. I was like, we're booing, I'm booing, the O's fans are booing, we're all going to boo. Like, I just love it. I love to participate.
I feel like I would literally, if I played any kind of professional sport, I would just go home and cry. Like, I would literally drive home from every single game just in tears, just every day, because I couldn't handle it, man.
But it was fun.
So thank you to the O's for having us out. If you were there, man, it was a beautiful day yesterday,
yeah,
finally.
Thank you to the O's. You can watch the video on our Instagram or Facebook of just kind of the whole recap of the day. It was a lot of fun.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The Baltimore's Farmers Market under the JFX is back and open for business. More than 100 vendors set up for the first time on Sunday. And you can find everything from baked goods, fresh produce, a variety of meats from local farms. There's vintage clothing, tons of art, and so much more. The market is open every Sunday from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Rain or Shine until December 21st. It will be closed on Artscape Sunday, May 25th. And they also offer quiet shopping hours as well if you want to partake in those. It's going to be from 7 to 9 a.m. And you can get all that info at farmersmarketbaltimore.org.
Number two.
The tax day 2025 deadline is tomorrow, Tuesday, April 15th. And a poll was actually taken on Friday and found that 2/3 of Marylanders had already filed, but 16% were still working on their taxes. But 9% of your neighbors still hadn't even started yet. And then another 9% of Marylanders said they weren't sure if their taxes were done, assuming that their partner is in charge of those. If you do need more time, the deadline to file a tax extension is also tomorrow. That's going to give you until October to submit your paperwork. But you still need to make an estimated payment by tax day.
Jess always does really well. You get yours done super early.
Yeah, mine.
Like at least a month.
We did
or
ours
so.
In February.
That's so, like, why do you get them done so early?
Because
I'm not mad about it, but it's like,
after we leave our tax appointment, we make the appointment and we make sure it's a month early because I just don't.
It's more than a month, like 2 months.
Oh, that's
true. I mean,
true.
February, that's like. That's,
oh, yeah, we're.
I'm not mad about it. Like, that's really.
I just want to get it
impressive.
Out of the way because stuff like this gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
And I don't want to worry about it.
And see, for me, I'm always the extension guy. Like, mm-hmm. I already hit my CPA up. I'm like, nah. And I always aim for April 15th. It's a great goal.
Yeah.
It's a great goal. I never, even last night, I got home from the O's game and
you're
I was like,
do I want to do this?
I really did. I sat down and I was like, I'm gonna try to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm really going to try to get it done. And then I was like, nah, man. So I have now until October to get mine done. Which
okay,
is so,
there you go.
It's so ridiculous, but I just know.
Number one.
For the very first time since The Breakfast Club hit theaters in 1985, all five stars reunited publicly. Molly Ringwald, Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, and Ally Sheedy reunited over the weekend at the C2E2 convention in Chicago to mark the film's 40th anniversary. And while addressing his absence from past reunions, Emilio clarified it was not due to any sort of falling out with the cast. Take a listen.
This one felt special. It's here in Chicago where we made the film. It obviously the 40th anniversary, and it just felt like it was time. I heard this, somebody told me that Molly said, well, does Emilio just not like us? I thought, and that broke my heart.
The cast reflected on working with director John Hughes, and in 2016, the movie was inducted into the Library of Congress National Film Registry.
That's like one of those beloved classics, man. That first off, that I've never seen. I feel bad.
I know.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen The Breakfast Club?
I know.
It's so good.
Wait, that's actually.
And I hate this. I even hate. And this is why I never tell people I've never seen it, because I have to deal with this for like 20 minutes.
Hang on.
Yeah.
No, but this is.
Help me understand, because this isn't even like it's a.
I know. I don't
it's
know.
Not cheat. Like it is.
I know.
I just, done.
I've got no reason of why I've never seen it. I've just never seen it before.
It's also so theater kid coded.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't have a reason of why. I've never seen it.
Did it never
before.
Interest you?
I just have never seen it before. I don't know why. Again,
what were you doing in 1985? You were too busy.
I was two, so I was too busy being a toddler.
Yeah.
I've just never, I don't know. It just never has popped up in my, and for some reason.
Now you don't want to watch it?
It just doesn't sound interesting to me.
Dude, that's wild.
It doesn't sound, like the title alone
it's
sounds
so, deep,
so boring.
No, but
it
okay.
sounds,
so,
The Breakfast Club?
That's what I was
is
afraid
it
of.
Cereals?
No,
like,
I was really
like,
afraid of that
like,
you were going to think that it was like
not
cheesy.
Know the plot?
No, he doesn't.
I don't even know
he doesn't.
The
you,
I,
you don't understand.
Why?
You don't understand how serious and deep it is. So I really do think you I was going to ask you if the title makes you think it's like a cheesy kid movie.
And I feel like it's
and
so,
I promise you it's not.
It
it's actually so intense.
Boring.
It's so funny and cute, but it's actually really intense. I really think you should watch it.
Yeah. Look, y'all sold me so hard on A Christmas Story and told me I was going to love it so hard.
What's
I don't
a
trust
Christmas
anybody.
Story?
A Christmas Story?
Who told you to watch that?
Everybody.
What movie are you talking about?
Everybody tells me to watch A Christmas Story.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't even know what movie you're speaking of.
It's
so
the
it's
most
not me.
It's
beloved
the one where his
Christmas.
His tongue gets stuck to
the damn pole, and he shoots the
frozen.
Eye with the. Yeah, it's like the most.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That one's meh.
Oh, no. With Ralphie?
Ralphie.
Oh, no. That's a classic.
Done.
But no, this has nothing to do with that, though.
You can do it, man.
All right. Well, okay. This is Justin. That's your top three.
What in the actual F is happening here? I couldn't even tell you what the crime is this woman was trying to commit, because this story literally makes no sense. Okay. Maybe together we can try to try to figure out what she was trying to do. There's got to be something shady going on here, because of course this took place in Pennsylvania. I just can't figure out what in the world. This one, I say, will probably go down as the weirdest story of the year.
I'm nervous.
For PA So Cray Cray, okay? If you've never been here, by the way, welcome to this Monday morning edition of PA So Cray Cray. Jess, explain what this bit is.
This segment is dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania. Lovingly, we just like to discuss kind of like, what is going on over there? Kind of like the more random, bizarre things just tend to take place in that area.
And we're not trying to like pick on Pennsylvania, but what we've noticed, and we're trying to bring to your attention as a Maryland-based show, is it like, don't get us wrong. Like there's a lot of things that happen here. But like the weird headlines for sure in mass bulk always come from Pennsylvania. Like every now and then we'll get some here, like maybe one or two a year. But like weekly, we can point out something bizarre going on in Pennsylvania. And I'll prove it again to you right now. There's a woman right outside of Harrisburg that is facing charges for making and canceling hundreds of fake hotel reservations.
Okay.
Okay.
So she doesn't show up.
Not only does she not show up, she cancels the reservations before the hotel booking even starts.
Okay.
This woman's 50.
So she doesn't get charged.
Right. So she's 52 years old, and she's booked over 400 rooms at this Comfort Suites. It's cost the hotel now thousands of dollars. So back in January alone.
Why does it cost them money if she doesn't go?
Because they're saying that they only make a fraction of that money because they can't rebook the rooms.
Oh, that quick?
By the time she cancels the rooms. That makes sense. Books them long enough to where they can't I guess she cancels maybe day of or something, but not enough time for them to then rebook the rooms in time.
Oh, they must have done something to her. There's a personal vendetta here.
Something's going on.
Yeah, no,
here.
They definitely did something to her.
In January, she had 44 reservations billed to her credit card. And so the cops started to investigate, and they were like, ma'am, like, what are you doing? And she was like, no, don't get it confused. These were Christmas gifts for people.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, who? We need to go investigate this. And they were like, oh, my friend, whoever. And then they went to talk to this friend, and the friend was like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is definitely not a Christmas gift for me, like, whatsoever. And so they were like, listen, lady, you got to stop doing this. But then she kept doing it. She kept making the reservations and then canceling it, like, right before.
Because technically, she's not doing anything wrong. She's not breaking any laws.
She even used the city's police chief name as one of the fake bookings.
to save that?
To save the name as one of the police chiefs.
Somebody did something to her, or the hotel screwed her over in some kind of way. And that's why she's doing this.
I don't even know what they're pressing charges as. It just says she's facing charges.
For what?
I don't know. Fraudulent fraud, maybe? I don't even know. I gotta say, man, we've been doing this segment a long time, and we've been looking at weird Pennsylvania stories for a very long time on this show. And I gotta be honest with you, can you not say this is probably one of the weird, at least
weirder? It's definitely one of the weirdest
situations.
Ones.
I mean, literally, like we've said, about 400 times now, this woman has done this over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
So what's happening? I don't know. All I can promise you is I'm going to keep a close eye on this story. And if there's any developing details, I will keep you. Because this is like quintessential PA So Cray Cray for sure.
Yesterday was one of the best days of my entire existence. I was the guest judge for the Camden Franks hot dog race for the Orioles at Camden Yards. And I am still trying to process what even happened yesterday. It was crazy.
If you weren't here last couple of weeks, like this really kind of, as I was sitting there in the stands yesterday, I was like, this really took off. This really, like, how do we even get here? the backstory here, let me just even give you the backstory, is that Jess had this dream of being a Camden Frank.
Yes, because this really all stemmed from rejection. Yeah. Like straight up. It stemmed from me not getting a job.
Yeah.
I applied to be a Camden Frank because a month ago, the Orioles, you know, opened up the job of being relish, mustard, or ketchup for the hot dog races.
Right.
And I applied but didn't get the job because I'm too short.
Right.
So I requested.
Complained.
I
it wasn't a good
one. Well, okay. For let's say, actually, I was standing up for. I was standing up for short people, yeah. Which I still am, by the way. Yeah. And I would also like everyone to know, I am known as from like everyone from the organization as the girl that was too short.
Yeah.
Because when I was like, I don't want to say backstage, but when I was like underground getting ready for the race with all of the condiments and the Oriole bird, they literally were like, oh, you're the girl that's too short. And I was like, is that what you guys call me here?
Like your legacy now.
But so, I was really bummed that like short people could not be the Camden Franks, which by now I actually really understand because they're so, so tall. And those, like, there's no way
right.
I could even fit now into
you
those
get
things.
It. Now you understand.
I do understand. I still think there should be a race for shorter people like Vienna Sausage or like Pigs in a Blanket or something like that. I am still pushing for that. But I was invited to be the guest judge. And also, news to me, I was commentating the race as well. That was not something I was aware of that I was going to be doing originally.
Right. So tell us like the whole experience, like once you actually get out on the field, because obviously if you were there or you're watching it on TV, like we only get the experience of watching it as a spectator. What's it like to actually be down there and
it's
be a part
crazy.
Of it?
It's crazy. You go underground. And I think what the weirdest thing about that is you can't hear the crowd or like the stadium above you. Like you go underground and they go through this like Orioles tunnel and I walk in and it's literally relish, mustard, and ketchup down there with the Oriole bird. And I'm like, what's up, people? Like, what's going on?
It's like you meet your heroes.
Literally, I was freaking out. I was freaking out. I'm literally hanging out with them and they're all stretching. Like, this is so serious. You guys have to know before they do this race, they're like stretching. They're like pumping each other up. They're like high-fiving. They're like, let's go.
Wait, in costume?
In costume. They're doing lunges. They're like stretching. They're jumping up and down. Like, they're getting ready for this race.
Yeah.
And each hot dog also has like a handler. Like, it's a whole team. And then the camera guy goes down there. And then like another person from the Orioles is like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go walk out there. And then like, you know, you're going to introduce the race. Like, it's all, there's so many moving parts. And I had no idea where we were until they open the door, and then all of a sudden, it's like this bright light shines through,
sunshine.
And then the sunshine.
Like you're in a casino for a while, and like, all of a sudden, is it?
It's kind of like dark, and then you walk through, and I'm telling you, like, think of your favorite baseball movie, like when there's a scene taken from the mount where like the pitcher is,
yeah.
and you kind of get like a view of the entire baseball field. That's what it looks like on the field.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was in a dream. Like, the sky was so blue. Like, the fans are cheering and everything like that. And what's crazy is, I mean, that honestly, that was the closest I will ever be to feeling like a pop star. Like, having that mic with the stadium and, like, the echo that, I've never experienced that feeling before in my life. And one thing I was very nervous about, and I did ask like someone from the organization before I went on, I was like, listen, like I could feel myself getting really excited. I was just so stoked to be there. And I was like, I'm about to freak out when I'm on the field. Do I need to like refrain? Like, do I need to like calm myself down? Because I feel like when I get out there, I don't know what I'm going to do and I don't know what I'm going to say. And I'm afraid that I'm going to be like screaming too loud. And they literally were like, this is what you're here for. Be yourself. Like, be yourself. And that just made me feel so much better because at one point when relish was winning, I just lost it. Like, I completely let go and
I
forgot that I was commentating. I was just screaming for relish. And that was it.
But she held it together. She held it together and the race went nicely. Relish did win, which seemed a little odd to me. I think that's like as a spectator, I was like, this seemed maybe like it was a little bit rigged, but that's
I feel
none
like
of
I'm
my
probably
business.
Just the good luck charm.
Oh, is that how it went? Okay.
Yeah.
Odd.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
If you're here right now, then you've got a shot at $5,000 in free gas this week. Like literally five chances of $1,000 every single day. starting right now. We're going to play with call-in number 10. We call this the $1,000 Minute. And who is this? Hi, good morning.
Reagan and Danny.
Hi, Reagan and Danny. What's up, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You sure? Okay. All right. Well, then let's play.
He's still settling into the shock.
Wait, you're settling into what?
The shock. I only called once.
Aw, oh, we're happy. We are happy you are here.
But you've never called before? You've never ever called before?
I call every morning, but this morning I only dialed you guys once and it went through.
And you got through and you're calling number 10. This is your lucky day. Like, this is literally your lucky day. This is it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The 14th of April is your lucky day. Don't ever forget that, okay? All right, well, let's go then. Let's go to Jess for the rules. We'll explain everything, and then lucky day. Here we go. Jess, how do we do this?
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will come back to them only if there is time at the end. Reagan and Danny, you ready to play?
We are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. Which boxer had the nickname The Greatest?
Pass.
Question number 2. Which superhero is known for his incredible speed?
Flash.
Correct. Question number 3. Who composed the Fifth Symphony?
Pass.
Question number 4. What is the date 13 days from now?
The 27th.
Correct. Question number 5. Who is the famous French general who was defeated at Waterloo?
Napoleon.
Correct. Question number 6. What kind of animal is the mascot for the Towson University?
Tigers.
Correct. Question number 7. Which Disney movie featured the song A Whole New World?
Aladdin.
Correct.
Question number 1. Which boxer had the nickname The Greatest?
Oh, gosh.
Pass.
Oh, you can't pass
you
again.
You can't pass. You got to answer.
You can only pass once.
You can guess.
Muhammad Ali.
That's 60 seconds right there.
Yeah, it was Muhammad Ali.
Dang, man. We did good, though. We did good on that one.
Okay, on the Napoleon question, though. Okay, history.
Yeah, we did. I mean, honestly, those were pretty hard questions. We did pretty dang good.
Yeah, these were good. So, I mean, other than the number 1, which you ultimately got, you only passed on one other question.
Yeah, so.
Number 3, who composed...
And it was Mozart, wasn't it?
It was, no, Beethoven. It was Beethoven. Yeah, number 3, Beethoven. Who composed the Fifth Symphony? The answer is Beethoven.
Yeah, that was... And honestly, that was pretty tough. I mean, this was... I think you did pretty dang good for a hard round.
Yeah, you did.
I would have known that. That one, I almost felt like you had to go for Mozart, Beethoven. Like,
yeah, one of them.
I just kind of had to throw it out there. But hey, it's still going to be a pretty lucky day, I feel like. I mean, to do that well on a hard round was pretty dang good. So hopefully you'll go buy a lottery ticket. I think it's going to be a winning one for you. So it's all good. Tomorrow we're going to come back, guys. And we'll try it all over again with 7 new questions worth $1,000 in free gas, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms. It's also got provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dashin.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
Yo, the name is fine. The name is good. But, like, what are you supposed to do? In this situation when you can't agree, welcome to Judge Jess. If you're new to this, allow me to introduce you to my friend Jess over here. She's not a real judge. If you're watching this video right now, Jess is wearing a robe that we bought off Amazon. I'm not a judge,
but I have good opinions.
Well,
I do. You just,
that's subjective.
I have. Okay, maybe this is a better way to put it. I don't mind giving maybe the uncomfortable hot takes. I feel like when people are in a situation, you refrain from being honest because you're afraid of how, like, your loved one is going to feel. I don't have that feeling.
So we always say there's a disagreement between you and somebody else. Tell us what's going on with you guys, then Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, my name is Natalie from Canton, and I have a question for Judge Jess. So my husband and I just recently got our first dog about a week ago. Aww. And we are completely torn on what to name the dog. I really want our dog's name to be Scout. He looks like a scout. He acts like a scout. However, my husband wants our dog's name to be Jonathan. And I just find that completely bizarre. We cannot name our dog a human name. That's so weird. Like, if he ever gets off the leash, we're going to be out calling for Jonathan, and people are going to think we've lost our child. And I just think that is wild. I don't know how you work it out when one person is set on having the dog be named one thing and the other person is set on something completely opposite. So, mm-hmm. Jess, I really need your help on this one. We need some advice ASAP.
Yeah.
Just, that is so uncomfortable.
Like, how about you just let him? How about you just let him have it? Okay, so here's the situation. It's basically, we've got a disagreement of dog names. And how do you, if
which
you
is both, tough. Well, taking the human part of, taking the human name,
there's
like,
nothing wrong
out
with,
of
there's,
the situation.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Judge, I think that no matter what. Okay, anyways, I think that is hard. Deciding on a pet name is really hard.
Yes, first off, there's nothing wrong with this. And this triggers me so bad. But in case you don't know, I had a dog named Kiki, and before her name was Kiki, I pressed so hard for that dog's name to be Madison Nicole.
What?
I wanted Kiki's name to be Madison Nicole so bad. To this day, I wish her name was Madison Nicole.
What is wrong with you?
And my ex-wife pressed so hard for her name to be Kiki.
Thank God.
She was right.
And like, no, I love, I was like, Madison Nicole is such a better name for her. Like, her name really should have been Madison Nicole.
I literally could have never seriously called Kiki Madison Nicole.
And then you could call it like Maddie, and like, they can call the dog John. Like, what's up, John? What's up?
Ew.
What's up, my guy? Like,
Jonathan, get your nose out of my shoes. Like, how does that sound? How does that sound?
I am overly
Why did
triggered.
You want to give her a sorority girl name?
You weirdo.
That was her name. Like, that was that
listen,
dog's name was
listen,
Madison
listen,
Nicole.
Listen.
We'll go to judge.
It is so, there's Damn so it. Many things that you have to say to your pet and like tell them to not do things. And like they get into certain things
That's
and they do
wants.
Weird things. The last thing I want to do is put a human name at the beginning of those sentences because it's uncomfortable. Natalie, I think she had the best point made in her call when she was like, if we lose our dog and I'm screaming out Jonathan, people are going to think I'm looking for an actual human child
that's
and that's going to be a problem.
That's what he wants.
If her husband
people.
Is not sold on Scout, then I think we should keep, you know, brainstorming. But having pets as human, like my little sister named her first dog after a person out of nowhere. She was like, I want to name my dog Ashley. Speaking to Ashley and just saying Ashley, it was just so
fine.
Ashley,
sure,
get in
wanted.
Your kennel. I don't want to say those words. I don't want to say those words. So I'm going to say human names for pets is just too awkward for me. Sorry.
But what do you do
Sad
if it's
face.
Different? Like, just keep looking then until you both agree?
I think that we can keep brainstorming. Clearly, her husband is not connected to Scout, and that's fair. But please, please don't name your dog Jonathan. Please.
Is there anybody listening right now that had a disagreement in pet names? Like, what'd you do? Like, how'd you guys solve that? I don't even know, like, how you get the bottom of that. Nicole from Catonsville. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All of your pets' names have human names.
Yes, I think human names for dogs is the best thing ever.
Yeah, best thing ever.
So,
and
Jonathan?
My dog's name is... Yes. So my dog's name is Walter.
Yeah, Walter.
And it's not weird at all.
Not weird one bit.
I think Madison Nicole would have been great, too.
Perfect.
So what's weird is, like, why do some names, like, Walter hits, Madison Nicole does not.
What's the difference?
Like, Walter hits, Jonathan makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Like,
what's
does anyone
difference?
Relate to that feeling? I can't explain it, but it's like, do you think Jonathan is chill, Nicole?
I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, Kevin would be, like, if they can agree on Kevin, I think that's a perfect dog name. Jonathan feels a little, like, formal.
Yes.
But I like it. I like it better than Scout.
Like, I do too. I would agree. I think it's even better than Scout. Scouts to me is like too. It's like too traditional.
But
too,
we
like,
have so many.
Too dog.
But the thing
yeah,
with pets.
Basic.
But the
basic.
Thing with pets, you guys, we finally have an opportunity to name it to name like a pet something so fun like Snickerdoodle. You know, like why wouldn't
you
do
go out on the
Mr.
Limb,
Pickles? Like there's so many things you could do. Like why are we gonna call it Jonathan?
Thanks, Nicole. Let's talk to Jackson. Hang on, Jackson's over in Parkton. Hey, what's up, Jackson? Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
Jackson. You've got all pets that have human names.
That's right.
Such
yes.
as whom? Give me a roll call.
I have a pig. His name is Douglas.
Douglas.
I have a dog named Charles. I got a cat named Wanda. Another cat named Carl. Another cat named Ross.
No,
they're all human names.
Why? Why not give them what we're going to consider quote-unquote traditional pet names?
I just think they're so boring. There's too many biscuits in the world.
Thank you.
And I feel like the human names match their personality.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
The human names are not boring? That's what we're saying
no.
right now?
Yeah, and they match their personalities, especially if you knew my pets and could match their names to them.
You'd I don't be like, know why oh, in my soul, you know, that's fair. Like, yeah, that's, Douglas hits, Wanda hits, Ashley doesn't. When my sister wanted to name her dog Ashley, I'm like, I cannot tell Ashley to get into a kennel. I don't want to say that.
When I met Kiki, though, I'm like, oh, wait, this is Madison Nicole. I've known her in a previous life. Like, we probably hung out somewhere in like the like 40s or something. I don't even know. Like, I can't describe it. It's just a thing. All right, man. Thanks for calling us.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember your kids' first steps? Like, parents, go back to that memory. I'm sure that's like a very, very like burnt in to your brain memory, because this weekend I got to watch a video at least of my niece's very first steps. And like, that was wild for a couple of different reasons. I mean, number one, it's like, oh my God, first, it's like yesterday she was just born. And I'm sure like as a parent that had to only be even more surreal, because as an uncle to me, that was like, wait, I swear to you, it seems like yesterday you were just in the NICU and I was like holding this tiny little like potato of a child, you know?
Is she the only one that's walking?
She's the only one walking.
Period.
Now my sister had triplets, right? So yeah. it's almost they're kind of developing at different things faster and slower than others.
Of course, it's
almost like a horse race of like who's going to get to what first.
Yeah.
So she was the first one now to walk. And it's like, when I say walk,
just a few steps,
it's like a few steps, but she's the first one to be able to like to do that.
My favorite thing about babies taking steps, they just look like drunk people. Babies are walking, like when they first start walking, it looks like they're
it looks like all of us after
drunk.
Way too many drinks.
Like, whoa.
And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
But so after watching this, and keep in mind, I'm basically that person. I'm 41 and I have pretty much told myself like, I've pretty much resigned to having kids. I just don't think it's in the cards for me at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm 41. Mm-hmm. I don't have any romantic interest at this point. And I've kind of just said it's probably not in the cards for me. Mm-hmm. It just, I mean, at this point, I have to like meet somebody today and like rush the system. And I'm okay with that. I'm used to just like being by myself and like, that's it, right? Y'all, tell me why the second, and if you're one of those people that don't have kids, do you ever have these moments?
On TikTok, yeah. Like, baby fever. My favorite comments are like, I'm not ready right now. I'm not ready right now. I'm not ready right now. Or like, I can't afford this. I can't afford this.
Yesterday, I literally almost, and I haven't done this in years. I haven't done this in years and I haven't felt the need to do this. I literally almost downloaded the dating apps again because I was like, I've got
for
to
a baby.
Have a child.
I'm dead.
Like, I literally have to have a kid, all because I saw my niece taking her very first steps. And yeah. I'm like, I have got to experience that thing right there. If I don't have that moment in my life, mm-hmm. I feel like now I'm not going to be complete. So what I feel like I need today is I need you to remind me all the other things that come with that, because all I'm getting is like the highlight reels.
Yes.
Like when you're the uncle, all you get is the highlight reels.
Yeah, you get to pop in, pop out.
That's it. Like, yeah. I'm literally just getting all of these, like my sister's basically just sending me pictures of like first steps. Here is like this really cute picture of when like the triplets,
course.
Like poured the spaghetti over their heads, or they you know, they're petting the dog, or treating like it's a horse or whatever. You know, it's like all these cute stuff, and I'm getting this really bad, oh my God, mm-hmm. I've got to have one of those things. And
I've got one for you.
Yes, go.
It's like tattooed on my brain with my sister.
Please.
My mom, it was the first time she left town, and it was just me, my dad, and my sister as a baby, and he could not get her to go to sleep, and it was a school night, and she had been crying. Like, it was hours, like hours, my sister was just like screaming her face off, and it was so late. I think it was like maybe by the time we got in the car, maybe like 10 o'clock at night, I'm exhausted and I have school tomorrow. And I was also like a hyper anxious kid, especially when it came to school.
Yeah.
So I was freaking out about like being tired or if I wasn't going to be able to go to school the next day. My dad literally strapped her in, put me in the car, and we drove around for hours in the car and like in who knows how late we were driving in the car to get my sister to fall asleep.
That's perfect.
There you go.
That's what we need. You get a story really quick. You want to ruin my baby fever? I would love that right now.
Not ruining my baby
no,
fever.
No, I would love that. Ruin the cream. Baby fever with something maybe you dealt with this week. That'd be perf. And what's the text line saying?
Baby fever cures. College tuition payments.
Ooh,
prom
yes.
expenses.
Yes.
Five sports per year. Sticky diaper poos. Ugh. Cleanup tantrums. Take care, Dawn. That one's good.
Alley Cat, what happened with you?
My 1-year-old doesn't like to get his diaper changed, so he goes in corners. Now he is at the stage where he will either take the diaper off, pull poo out of his diaper, or poo in the tub.
I've been dealing with this for a month now.
Wait. He'll go in the corners of like rooms, and like that's where he'll poop in the corner.
Yeah, he'll still have his diaper on at that point, but once he's done, he'll either take his diaper off or he'll come to you with poo in his hand. And
yeah.
I'd be like, the first time it happened, I thought I was going to die. I was screaming, and my 11-year-old was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm not.
See, and that's exactly what I need,
okay.
Alley Cat. Like, that's what we needed. Like, that was perfect. That's the exact thank you, Alley Cat. See, that's what y'all are good for. Thank you for that. Okay. So was it a big lie? I think we're all kind of curious today. Like, was it a big lie? Was it really having to stay home to get some work done? All right. It's time for our Talk Me Out of It update, y'all. And today we're going to get one. So let's buckle up for this one because I don't know how this one was going to go. Welcome to Mix, y'all. It's Kramer and Jess. Welcome back. If you don't know what this is, we're catching up with people from last week where they've called in for our Talk Me Out of It segment with ideas that they even know felt kind of crazy to them. And we either told them to go for it or we talked them out of it, tried to give them some advice. Where were we last week with Anonymous, Jess?
Anonymous was considering giving her sister an ultimatum between a relationship with her or her crazy ex-boyfriend. So her sister canceled this trip that they had planned to go to Philly. And she had a feeling that it's actually because her sister got back together with her ex-boyfriend. And so her idea was to basically kind of camp outside of his house to see if she would find her there. And if that was the case, then she was basically going to tell her it's either me or him because of how terrible of a person this guy is in her life.
We don't find out, by the way, until you find out. I don't know. I have no idea which way this will go. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, that didn't sound good. No. Did you end up going to her boyfriend's or her ex-boyfriend's
house? Yes, I did end up going and sitting outside of his house. Like, we went back and forth about it.
And did she end up going over there?
Unfortunately, she did. Yeah.
Your instinct was right.
So you saw her. I mean, how long were you sitting outside his house until you saw them?
Oh, not that long. I mean, I showed up and I ended up seeing her car, so
So you were dead on. Did you confront her? I guess that was the big question. I don't think as of Thursday you even knew if you were going to, like, say anything or not, or how that confrontation would even go.
Yeah, even though we debated it, I kind of thought, oh, I guess me being right is not necessarily the scenario I wanted it to be, but at least I could confirm that, you know... Right. I could trust my instincts.
So she was lying to you, like you knew.
Totally lying to my face.
So what did you say?
I told her and I tried to remind her of the emotional turmoil he's put her through and our family through. And I said he literally has ruined your life over and over. And I said either you can, you know, come with me and don't spend the rest of the weekend here. And she chose not to, and she felt like I was inserting myself where I shouldn't have been. I said, okay, well, I'm not doing this anymore.
When you say you're not doing this anymore, like, you're cutting her off.
I said, if you're going to make this choice, I'm not going to be here to pick up the pieces again.
And do you mean that?
I would really like to mean it. I don't want to go through the cycle again.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to be an empty threat because... Yeah. You know, I love her, but it's like, I mean it, I can't do it.
If that was Saturday, how do you feel today about it?
I'm still questioning if I made the right choice. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't want my sister to be in pain. Obviously, I don't want to not have her in my life, but if that's what the threat needs to be, and I need to actually be willing to show her that that's true, maybe that'll make it more real for her.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Jess?
I think when it comes to these situations, it's always said you can't tell someone what to do, and anyone is always going to do whatever they're going to do. And just as much as that person in the situation has the right to live their life and learn whatever lesson they need to, I think that means you also have just as much right to set a boundary. And even though it hurts, like if this is something that you cannot be around right now in this moment, I don't think you're wrong for setting that boundary with her.
Yeah. Man, family's tough like that. It's hard. It's a hard situation. But I think your first gut instinct of what you need right now is probably right. It doesn't have to be forever, but maybe we can take some phone calls on that too. Anybody having to put a boundary up right now because of a family member's partner choice, you know, like how does that work? 410-583-1065. If you've ever had to put a boundary up because you don't like, maybe it's a, could be a sibling's partner, or maybe even like a parent's partner they chose later on in life or something.
It could be your kid's partner.
A kid's partner. Yeah. Like how'd that turn out? Maybe we can get some advice on this. Anonymous, hang on for 1 second. Let's see if we can get some calls on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's up, Jess?
This is Eileen in Fort Meade.
What's up, Eileen? Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this? Do you have any experience with this?
Okay. Yeah, I do. Boundaries are there for a reason.
Yeah.
And she needs to stick to it because the more her sister sees what she's doing, setting that boundary might make her realize, and the distance that it's going to cause might also make her realize what's going on.
Right.
But boundaries are there for a reason. And once a person does that, male or female, when that toxic or toxicity comes out, run away. Don't walk, run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because no one deserves that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think Anonymous's sister, or a lot of the times, like when you constantly have people to go back to pick up the pieces, it makes you feel more willing to go back to a bad situation. And so maybe it's like the separation is what Anonymous's sister needs to be able to see really who this person is that she's with.
But is that how, I mean, I don't even know if I treat my friends that way versus, yeah, like my family. Like I there's a lot of people that I know that I don't like their partners, and I wouldn't just go like cut them out of my life because I don't like their partners. Like that seems really extreme. I mean, to me, it feels like if you truly love somebody, that's the last time that you run away from them is when they're with somebody bad. Like you should be there to like help them get through that.
And
you
Anonymous
know?
Has done that for the last 2 years now. And eventually I do think Anonymous deserves to make a decision on like, this is something I can't have in my life right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough call. Like Anonymous, I think you've got to like, you get whatever feels right in your soul is the way to go. But it's, I know it's going to be hard for sure either way.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.